photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. And I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you.
Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. That is Jackie Ryan singing. I almost hate to pawn it down to talk, but luckily, Jackie Ryan is right here in the studio. Hi, Jackie.
And awake, sort of.
We were talking yesterday. I had a couple of high school jazz musicians on yesterday, and this is not really the hour of jazz.
Well, it's unusual, yes.
Jazz is kind of a later in the day kind of thing. Welcome, Jackie. You're up from San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. San Francisco, yeah.
And you are sort of a global jazz performer. You've been you've been sort of touring around, and just most recently in December overseas
in Japan. Yeah.
And how did that go?
Oh, it was wonderful. We traveled every day, planes, trains, and automobiles to a different town. We went all the way to Sapporo, which was a lot like this in the snow, and down to Kyushu, which is the southern island. It's almost tropical, and it was just wonderful. The audiences are so wonderful and sweet and just great.
And you have sort of a mixed cultural background, but
yes.
Japanese is not among them. Did you find that you find that you connected with Japanese jazz fans?
Oh yeah, because Japanese people love jazz. They just love jazz. I mean, jazz over there is you know, as big as pop music over here, you know, and they get so excited, you know, and I mean, they even had us signing their purses and things,
right.
You know.
And coffee houses devoted
to
jazz.
They have jazz coffee houses there, which is so cool. You know, they have these wonderful little coffee houses where you can get your, you know, cappuccinos and this and that, and they're playing wonderful jazz. It's just really great.
And now, and now you're sort of in another sort of jazz hotspot.
Yeah,
the jazz capital of Baranoff Island,
internationally known. It's great. It's wonderful, really.
How were we lucky enough to get you up here? What was the connection to bring to get you from San Francisco to Sitka via Japan?
Yeah, Tamir Hendelman, the pianist, who this is his fourth year here,
right?
And a few years ago, he said, he called me and he said, Jackie, I have a thing for you I wanted you to consider teaching and doing a concert in January. Would you be interested? And I said, and I was wondering why he didn't tell me where. And I said, where, Alaska? And he said, well, actually, yes. and I just envisioned, you know, being at the North Pole, you know, 30 degrees below in the dead of winter. And I thought, why would I do that? So I thought, yeah. And then last year they called me at midnight, he and Terry and Jan, who run the festival. They were so excited. They said, we want you here next year. And I said, oh, they sounded so fun and so sweet. And I thought, okay, you know. And then I started looking up Sitka and everything, and it sounded so fun and so exciting, and I'd never been to Alaska, and this is great.
It's hard to say no to Terry and Jan. I don't know about Tamir.
I can see that.
he's never asked me anything, but Terry and Jan seem to have an energy.
Yes, they do.
All their own.
Very nice.
And here you are.
Yeah.
And you're going to be performing with a couple of different big bands on Friday and Saturday evening. It looks like Friday you're going to be with the Sitka High Jazz Band, and then Saturday you're going to join the Greatlanders as they traditionally close out the jazz festival with just it's an amazing set. And I think that'll be
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fantastic. And then in between, between concerts, you're actually going to try and connect with students and do some workshops and things?
Right, what clinics.
What have you got planned for students?
Tomorrow morning, I think Tamir and I are going to do a little workshop for five-year-olds.
Wow.
And that'll be really fun. I haven't quite decided how I'm going to approach that, but I think it's going to be really, I love children, so I think that's going to be really fun. And then we're going to do one with a high school, maybe Sitka High School, and also college, I believe, clinic, vocal clinics.
All right.
And there's all kinds of clinics going on.
Right, so you're sort of covering the spectrum of ages.
Yeah.
And you talked about five-year-olds. I know I was reading some biographical information on you, and I think wasn't your musical career sort of inspired at your mother's knee?
Yes. Well, my mother was a singer. So was my father. You know, after they married, they really didn't pursue anything, you know, professionally. But my mother, when she was younger, she used to sing in operettas in Mexico, mm-hmm. in Guadalajara, with her sisters, and she had a beautiful voice, and so she always sang around the house little Spanish songs,
mm-hmm.
and she had so much heart, and so my love, I think, of music really came from her. And my father was classically trained, and he sang, you know, classics, you know, in all different languages, Brahms and Tchaikovsky, you know, just everything, and he had an incredible voice, like Carreras or something, you know. So I was always singing.
Yeah. Was your father Irish? I want to picture him as an Irish tenor.
He was an Irish tenor.
That is an interesting, you know, ingredients in the recipe that became Jackie Ryan.
Yeah.
how does it influence you now as a singer? It looks like you perform in a variety of languages.
Yeah, maybe that's why, I don't know. I love music from all cultures, you know. I love Brazilian music, and so I studied Portuguese a bit, you know, so that I would know what I'm singing about and pronounce it correctly, because it's important. I love Spanish music. I love Italian. I love to sing Italian. And there's just so many different kinds of music, you know. And it's great, because in jazz, I can do those also in my sets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, they don't say, oh, that's not jazz. They seem to welcome it. It kind of opens up another part of people, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Jazz has kind of an energy and a power that's.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of a late bloomer. I don't think I really came to jazz until this festival took hold here in Sitka, and it just sort of captures us. We're all sort of hostages to jazz for a week. But what about you? When did you know jazz was going to be your direction?
Well, when I was younger, I sang everything, you know, folk music, and I wrote my own music and performed in dances, and I really loved rhythm and blues when I was in my teens. So I did all the music of Gladys Knight and, you know, the Staples Singers, and I mean, I still love that music,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I was touring a lot when I was about 18, 19, and I really kind of blew my voice out. It went from 3.5 octaves to 1, because I was belting with a very loud band and really gospel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop for a couple of years, actually, just to, you know, I had to take speech therapy because I'd hurt my vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I don't know, I started listening to jazz radio and just really got into the female singers, jazz singers, and I really had an epiphany at that time, and I got bitten by the jazz bug, and I've had it ever since, you know.
All right. Well, it sounds like I wonder do you consider yourself having fully recovered, or your voice? Because I notice that you've and a lot of the critics, mm-hmm. they comment on kind of the warmth and the mm-hmm. sort of the round tones in the lower range.
Thank
in particular
you.
And things.
That's my voice. But mm-hmm. you know, when you have a when you hurt your voice, it sounds more like that,
right.
you know, like, you know, Miles Davis or something, and that's not good,
right.
you know, and I have a very sensitive ear to that. If I hear that in someone else, I, oh, gosh, you know, you have to be very careful, and I'll belt out a blues still, mm-hmm. And I'll get into it, but I'm not doing that 100% of the time.
Yeah. Well, this sounds like the wise Jackie
yes.
Ryan here. We're going to go out, Jackie, with a little bit more of The Very Thought of You on this CD. It's been a pleasure having you
Thank you,
this
Robert.
Morning.
It's wonderful, and keep up the good work.
All right. And we're looking forward to seeing you perform. Are you going to be at the lunch concerts today or
today,
tomorrow?
Today, yes.
Okay, so you'll be performing at Harrigan Centennial Hall today. And then tomorrow evening, 6:30 at the Performing Arts Center, and Saturday evening as well.
Right.
Jackie Ryan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
The longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you.
Support for KCAW comes from BP Alaska. BP is focused on the future, getting more oil out of Prudhoe Bay and bringing Alaska's gas to North America.